Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, now with all sorts of regular new features, including today we'll hear the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, actions, speeches, and positions of the Hudson Valley Congressional Delegation and the candidates running to replace them. Plus, we've got a new radio news daily feature that we'll hear, and also the renewable weather is a new addition to WGXC's daily media information for you. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news on your creative community solar-powered radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Stay tuned.
Turns the blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
GXC's community calendar is full of local events for you to attend, either virtually or in person. One of those is a concert at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Sunday, April 3rd, the legendary electronic artist Finez performs with local guitar whiz Alexander Turnquist opening. That's at 8 p.m. Sunday, April 3rd at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with a live web stream on WGXC.org. All the shows at Avalon Lounge have a live web stream as long as the performers agree. And you can find those at WGXC.org/listen. If you click on the listen button at when there's a show at Avalon going on, you can listen. And you can find out more about the Finez Alexander Turnquist show in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that Chatham Town officials are looking for volunteers to serve on its newly formed Grant Acquisition Advisory Committee. The committee will work to secure funding for capital projects and purchases. Chatham Town Supervisor Donal Collins said, quote, "It's an advisory committee we're setting up to staff with volunteer residents to work on chronicling our grant applications and pursuing future grant applications," unquote. The committee will have anywhere from 5 to 9 members and should be able to start meeting in a few weeks, Collins said.
He said there is a good deal of federal and state funding now available, and the town is hoping to capture some of that for the municipality. The new committee will look at outside funding streams for improvements to town buildings, roads, services, parklands, equipment, and residential broadband. Committee meetings will be held monthly. Information is available by emailing Chatham at chathamnewyork.us. Quote, we're trying to expand our possibilities, funding with outside sources and revenue streams, and get the public involved. I think those are the most important things about this committee, unquote, Collins said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that a Republican judge threw out New York's congressional state legislative redistricting plan on March 31st, saying lawmakers failed to follow the legal redistricting process. Former Representative John Faso, who used to represent the 19th Congressional District and worked on overturning the new district lines, said, and I quote, the people won, the politicians lost, end quote. Now New York's June primaries will likely be delayed if the ruling is upheld on appeal. The Democrats and political observers believe there's a good chance the appeal will overturn this decision. Senate Democratic spokesperson Mike Murphy said, and I quote, we always knew this case would be decided by appellate courts. We are appealing this decision and expect this decision will be stayed, end quote. Besides throwing out the new district line, Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister ordered legislators to create new lines by April 11th. Candidates had already been gathering petition signatures based on the district lines, which may or may not be used. Political observers predicted that Democrats would pick up additional seats in Congress and in Albany under the redistricting plan. Read more about this story at Politico.
Danny Ginn reports for the Berkshire Eagle that Jenna Davola, a self-described America First Republican, has announced she is running against Democrat incumbent Tricia Farley Bovier for a Pittsfield seat in the Massachusetts House. Davola, 32, of Pittsfield, said she left her job as a nursing assistant because she felt a COVID-19 vaccination requirement infringed on her medical and personal freedom. She now runs a business called MAGA Cleaning Services. Davola cites election integrity and medical freedom as top concerns for her campaign. Quote, I believe that we are endowed by our creator, which is God, not government, unquote, she said. She opposes mail-in voting and voting drop boxes. Farley Bouvier, 57, co-chairs the House Progressive Caucus and has served as Pittsfield representative since 2011 and plans to run for re-election. Comparing herself to Farley Bouvier, Davola said she is, quote, more for the America First idea, unquote. She expressed opposition to allowing undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's license, a bill that Farley Bouvier worked to push through the House, where it passed by a large margin. The most recent Republican to represent Berkshire County in the State House was Sean Kelly, who represented the 2nd Berkshire District from 1991 to 2005. Quote, I'm aware this is a pretty Democratic voting, liberal-leaning area, but I think what's important is a lot of voters are starting to wake up to the idea that we're getting misrepresentative, being strung along for agendas more than things that actually concern us, unquote, Davola said. Candidates for state representative must receive 150 certified signatures to appear on the ballot in November. Read more about the story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Masara Makati reports for the Times Union that Democrats in Bethlehem in Albany County are warning voters about Doug Lloyd, who is running for one of two open seats on the Board of Education there with a history of radical social media posts. Lloyd claims, and I quote, my platform is based around nonpartisan ideas that we should all be able to agree on, end quote. But his social media posts include untrue conspiracy theories. He shared a story about a study on COVID-19 vaccines and menstrual cycles and commented above it, and I quote, tell me again how this isn't an experiment, end quote. He also posted a meme of a photo of Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of having sex with children, saying, and I quote, don't leave me hanging this Valentine's Day, end quote. The Bethlehem Democratic Committee wrote its own social media post about the candidate, and I quote, we don't want Lloyd anywhere near our children, end quote. Lloyd repeatedly talked about COVID-19 conspiracies, which have not been proven, and transsexual athletes, which he opposes. He told the Times Union, and I quote, I'm also concerned about women's sports as trans women are dominating due to their biological advantages, end quote. Bethlehem's Republican committee is backing Lloyd. They wrote in an email, and I quote, "We share his concerns with the current board's judgment and their lack of ideological diversity," end quote. Lloyd has campaign signs out, but no petitions from any prospective candidates have been submitted to the district yet. Those petitions for the two open seats with three-year terms are due by April 19th, with school elections on May 18th. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union.
Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that Greenville High School junior Hunter Smiggle was elected as New York State FFA Vice President for 2022-2023. Smiggle first joined the group, formerly called Future Farmers of America, in sixth grade. Quote, "It has been amazing watching him grow and accomplish this next step in his journey," unquote, said Diane Lewis, Greenville FFA advisor and longtime ag and technology teacher. Greenville's FFA chapter was chartered in 1939 and is the only one in Greene County. The story does not quote Smiggle. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup.
The Upstarter reports that April 1st used to be the beginning of trout season in New York, but is now the end of catch-and-release-only trout fishing. Year-round trout fishing is now allowed on most streams in New York, with an artificial lures-only catch-and-release season from October 16th to March 31st. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos said, and I quote, "Fishing in New York State is a highly anticipated world-class experience that brings seasoned and amateur anglers to our waters in every corner of every state every spring. DEC's extensive fish stocking efforts throughout the state are certain to complement our existing healthy fisheries and make the upcoming harvest season a success," end quote. DEC stocking trucks are adding 1,872,105 catchable brown rainbow and brook trout to ponds and streams across the state this spring. There are also several new fishing regulations this year on the DEC's website. And you can read more about this story at the Upstarter.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
This is Tom Rowe in Acro with your daily renewable weather report. And the good news is the sunshine returns for solar power on Monday, April 4th. There's more clouds in eastern New York on Tuesday, April 5th that will obscure some of that solar power. But on Wednesday, April 6th, the full sun returns and stays for Thursday and Friday. For windmills, Monday, April 4th is a little windy, though it's calmer on Tuesday, April 5th, and Wednesday, April 6th, and Thursday, April 7th, and things get downright still on Friday. At least that's the prediction now. National Weather Service in Albany predicts partly sunny skies and a high near 41 on Monday, with winds 10 to 13 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy with low around 29 and 3 to 7 mile per hour winds. Tuesday, partly sunny is the forecast with a high near 48 and winds increasing to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Tuesday night, there's a 60% chance of rain, mainly after 2 a.m., with cloudy skies and a low around 37. The rain continues on Wednesday, the forecast predicts, mainly before 2 p.m., with a high of 43 and a low around 39. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. Monday, April 4th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. Including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, tune in the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, actions, speeches, and positions of the Hudson Valley Congressional Delegation and the candidates running to replace them. 10 a.m. it's time to get on the Afrosonic Taxi with tracks this week from Sahar Algan Trio, Azizi Brahim, and Thomas Mamfuvo, among others. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Randy Newman, Lucinda Williams, Leon Russell, and others, live from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, where WGXC has a basement studio on Warren Street. At noon, it's time for the Deep Threes program after the local news with Patti Smith, Abigail Mead, and Sonic Youth featured. Vital Weekly at 2 p.m. has brand new music from around the world, including tracks this week from Joseph Nekvatal, Christiana Luciani, and the Pathos Trio. At 4 p.m., Kieran Riley hosts the WGXC afternoon show live from Western Massachusetts. Marjorie Cohen is the attorney guest on the Law & Order show at 7 p.m. on the radio. And Nick and Lisa are live in Accra with Radiant Point at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The one-night-only reading of Aaron Proctor's Alternative Canon, a sacrilegious romp at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill on April 11th. It's just one of the many creative community events on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org. Saugerty's Round the Bend Theater presents the show, directed by Beth Ryan Troxell, at 7:30 p.m., Monday, April 11th, at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event or many others, or even adding your own event to get it read on the radio and seen around the world on the WGXC website at WGXC.org. The one-night-only reading of Aaron Proctor's Alternative Canon, a sacrilegious romp at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill on April 11th. It's just one of the many creative community events on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org. Saugerty's Round the Bend Theater presents the show, directed by Beth Ryan Troxell, at 7:30 p.m., Monday, April 11th, at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event or many others, or even adding your own event to get it read on the radio and seen around the world on the WGXC website at WGXC.org. This is Tomro in Acre with your daily renewable weather report. And the good news is the sunshine returns for solar power on Monday, April 4th. There's more clouds in eastern New York on Tuesday, April 5th, that will obscure some of that solar power. But on Wednesday, April 6th, the full sun returns and stays for Thursday and Friday. For windmills, Monday, April 4th is a little windy, though it's calmer on Tuesday, April 5th, and Wednesday, April 6th, and Thursday, April 7th, and things get downright still on Friday. At least that's the prediction now. National Weather Service in Albany predicts partly sunny skies and a high near 41 on Monday, with winds 10 to 13 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy with low around 29 and 3 to 7 mile per hour winds. Tuesday, partly sunny is the forecast with a high near 48 and winds increasing to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Tuesday night, there's a 60% chance of rain, mainly after 2 a.m., with cloudy skies and a low around 37. The rain continues on Wednesday, the forecast predicts, mainly before 2 p.m., with a high of 43 and a low around 39. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Rue of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Freedom flies, a present from you. New York has multiple state-run student financial aid programs to make sure cost of tuition and fees is not a barrier to higher education for economically disadvantaged residents. But experts at the state's colleges and universities, especially minority-serving institutions, say many students struggle to meet their basic needs, according to a recent survey of students at HBCUs and MSIs, including in New York. Nearly half of respondents had been food insecure in the last 30 days, and more than half had been housing insecure. Dr. Patricia Ramsey is a biologist and president of Medgar Evers College CUNY in Central Brooklyn.
We have to do some things that will help these students to be able to be successful, because if you're in a classroom and your stomach is hungry, it is hard for you to focus on what is going on with the professor.
Medgar Evers College is a predominantly Black institution, not an HBCU. HBCU is a federal distinction for institutions established to serve Black students before the Civil Rights Act of 1964. PBIs and other minority-serving institutions were established more recently. Medgar Evers College was founded by Black members of the Brooklyn community in 1970. In addition to her current position at Medgar Evers College, Ramsey also has served at multiple HBCUs. She says both HBCUs and minority-serving institutions have far less funding than their predominantly white counterparts and serve far more Pell Grant-eligible students, meaning students qualify for the federal needs-based financial aid program.
All of these institutions are under-resourced institutions. Where most of the wealth exists in this country is not in the Black community. At HBCUs, if you combine all of the institutions together, the endowment is not as large as one institution like Harvard University.
The report from the Hope Center and the Virginia Union University Center for the Study of Historically Black Colleges and Universities notes that of the students who reported having trouble meeting basic needs, fewer than half were receiving any public benefits, and just one in five had gotten help from their college to apply for SNAP, the Federal Food Assistance Program. The report recommends expanding financial aid and emergency aid options for HBCU students. This is Lily Bolke with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Tom Rowe with Wave Farm with the WGXC Radio News daily update on what's going on in broadcast news. Margaret Hartman reports for New York Magazine that 66 people sent complaints to the Federal Communications Commission regarding ABC's telecast of the Oscars, which included a physical and verbal attack by actor Will Smith on comedian Chris Rock.
Oh, wow! Wow!
Those complaining said they were, quote, traumatized, unquote, quote, offended, unquote, quote, triggered, unquote, and, quote, shaken, unquote, by the attack. Quote, I haven't been able to sleep as a result. My child was also scared. I had to take medicine to calm me down, unquote. One anonymous viewer wrote to the FCC. Quote, I thought your agency was supposed to keep this type of violence and cursing off television. I hope you can bring sense and reason back to the public airways, unquote. Another wrote. ABC did keep Smith's profanity off the airwaves, cutting to silence while viewers in Japan and Australia heard the entire encounter. After the 2004 Super Bowl, where Janet Jackson's nipple was exposed at halftime, the FCC received 540,000 complaints. Read more about this story at New York Magazine.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Here's 2021 new music from Catskill's Amy Rigby. She released her cover of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride on December 3rd, 2021, and wrote, quote, I recorded this Bob Dylan song on Thanksgiving Day after listening nonstop to the Infidels outtake version on Springtime in New York. Had never heard the song before, and it floored me. I hope to play this live sometime, so this is a sort of exploration of that possibility, learning how it goes as I put the tracks down, unquote. Here is Amy Rigby's version of Bob Dylan's Foot of Pride.
must have been drunk, but I don't know, I wasn't there. I was visiting a friend in jail. They sang Danny Boy at the funeral in the Lord's Prayer. The preacher talking about Christ's betrayal. Like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. Then he reached too high, tumbled back to the ground. What they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Well, there ain't no going back, ain't no going back. Well, put it right on down, ain't no going back. I had a brother named Paul. You can find him at the Cafe Royale. Where Miss Trixie plays and the reviews are mixed. On the borderline, says revenge is mine, but he drinks and drinks to be fixed. Sing me one more song about whiskey heaven and your old cold-blooded love affair with Errol Flynn. See times of compassion where conformity's in fashion. Say one more stupid thing to me before the final man. Ain't no going back.
I'm Tom Rowe with WGXC in Acro with this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th and 20th congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Representative Antonio Delgado has waded to a contentious state issue. Farm workers want to get paid overtime wages just like grocery workers and everyone else, while farm owners want to continue only paying overtime after 60 hours of work a week rather than 40. The State Department of Labor is moving to the 40-hour threshold for farm worker overtime, but getting stiff resistance from the capitalist farm owners. Delgado, who represents the 19th Congressional District, is now the first Democratic House member from New York against the farm workers getting overtime pay like everyone else. Delgado wrote in a letter to Governor Kathy Hochul on an issue where he does not have a vote, and I quote, "These farms have faced a difficult farm economy in recent years and severe market disruptions as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lowering the overtime threshold from 60 to 40 hours adds another hardship for our farmers and may cause many to close their doors," end quote. The story does not quote any farm workers or anyone advocating on their behalf. But Delgado gets his say. He wrote, and I quote, "Rather than move forward with the wage board's decision, I urge you to work with farmers to find a better solution. Including farmer input will ensure potential changes are viable for farmers," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Phoebe Taylor-Vuolo reports for PBS station WSKG that Representative Antonio Delgado visited a Delaware County dairy farm last week. At Clark Farms Creamery near Delhi, fifth-generation dairy farmer Kyle Clark said supply chain issues have raised his operating costs. Clark said, and I quote, "The price of milk's definitely improved, especially in the last couple of months. But relative to the increase in input cost and even the availability of a lot of those things, it's not keeping up," end quote. Delgado said he is working to create more demand for milk. Delgado said, and I quote, "Making sure that our milk can go to our schools, milk can go to our hospitals, milk can go to our community centers. Wherever there's more localized opportunities to grow and build from, that should be the focus," end quote. Congressperson Delgado has co-sponsored legislation to provide whole milk in schools instead of 1% and fat-free milk, and also wants New York City to keep serving chocolate milk to students. Delgado, though, does not comment in the story about whether farm workers should get paid overtime the same way grocery store and other workers are paid when they exceed 40 hours a week. The Farm Bureau opposes farm workers getting overtime at 40 hours. Read more about this story at the WSKG website.
On April 1st, Representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney voted for removing cannabis from the list of scheduled substances under the Controlled Substances Act. The measure, making cannabis legal across the country, passed 220 to 204 with only three Republicans voting with the majority. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik, who represents the Northern Hudson Valley, was not one of them. Similarly, on March 31st, Delgado, Tonko, and Maloney all voted for the Affordable Insulin Now Act, which would cap insulin prices at either $35 a month or 25% of an insurance plan's negotiated price, whichever is lower. Fortune magazine reports that in the United States, insulin costs on average 800% more than in other developed economies. The bill passed in the House of Representatives 232 to 193, with only 12 Republicans voting for the measure. Again, Stefanik was not one of them.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking this week's activities from Representative Paul Tonko and Representative Antonio Delgado, who both represent in Congress many of the citizens in the WGXC listening area. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.
Matt Schutel reports in the Washington Post that Bill Fries, an advertising executive with a unique history in one form of radio, died from cancer at the age of 93 on April 1st. Under his stage name, C.W. McCall, Freeze hit number one on the pop charts in 1976 with the song Convoy, the most famous musical ode to Citizens Band Radio. Freeze first created the character C.W. McCall as a truck driver in a series of commercials for a Midwestern bread company. Then he had top 20 country hits with, quote, Old Home, Filler Up, and Keep on Truckin' Cafe, and Wolf Creek Pass, both songs about truck driving. Then his song Convoy, an odd ode to breaking the law on the nation's highways told through CB radio, knocked the Bay City Rollers' Saturday Night off the top of the Billboard pop chart in January 1976. The song was a CB radio conversation between Rubber Duck and Pigpen, the CB radio handles of two truckers, and filled with the lingo and code words of Citizens Band Radio of the era. Quote, it was timely, unquote, Freeze told the Associated Press in 1990. Quote, back in 1975-76, that craze was sweeping the country. The jargon was colorful, and the American public liked that, too. It was laced with humor, but it had a rebellious feeling about it, and people responded to it, unquote. Convoy sold about 7 million copies and inspired Sam Peckinpah's 1978 film of the same name, starring Kris Kristofferson. Quote, well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we gonna back on out of here, unquote, C.W. McCall says at the end of Convoy, with a slight alteration of a trucker's farewell, quote, keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail, unquote. Read more about this story in the Washington Post, and here is C.W. McCall's Convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a Rubber Duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a Rubber Duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the Duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, Rubber Duck just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a Rubber Duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
'Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our cowboy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're going to roll this truckin' cowboy
y'all know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show